This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Gunmen killed two Afghan women judges working for the Supreme Court during an early morning ambush in Kabul on Sunday, officials said, as a wave of assassinations continues to rattle the nation. Violence has surged across Afghanistan in recent months, despite ongoing peace talks between the Taliban and the government, especially in Kabul, where a new trend of targeted killings aimed at high-profile figures has sown fear in the rest of the city. The latest attack comes just 2 days after the Pentagon announced it had cut U.S. troop levels in Afghanistan to 2,500. That's the fewest in nearly two decades. A spokesman for the Supreme Court said the attack on the judges happened as they were driving to their office in an official vehicle. Kabul police confirmed the attack. In recent months, several prominent Afghans, including politicians, journalists, activists, doctors, and prosecutors, have been assassinated in often brazen daytime attacks in Kabul and in other cities. Afghan officials have blamed the Taliban for the attacks, a charge the insurgent group has denied. Some of these killings have been claimed by the rival jihadist Islamic State group. Earlier this month, the U.S. military, for the first time, directly accused the Taliban of orchestrating the attacks. U.S. law enforcement officials are geared up for pro-Trump marches in all 50 state capitals this weekend, erecting barriers and deploying thousands of National Guard troops to try to prevent the kind of violent attack on the U.S. Capitol building that rattled the nation on January 6th. The FBI has warned police agencies of possible armed protest outside all 50 state capitol buildings starting Saturday and going through Inauguration Day, January 20th. They fear unrest might be fueled by supporters of President Donald Trump. Via remote, this is VOA News. Uganda's Yoweri Museveni has won a sixth term in office, according to an announcement from the Ugandan Election Commission on Saturday. This extends his 35-year rule after a vote that his main challenger said was marred by fraud. The 76-year-old leader took power in 1986. He's one of Africa's longest-serving presidents. He was accused of suppressing the opposition and media ahead of one of the most violent election campaigns in recent years. Museveni won with 58.6% of the vote. Challenger Bobby Wine, a 38-year-old former reggae singer, came second with 34.8% of the vote. The chairman of the Election Commission said turnout was 57% of almost 18 million registered voters. At least 9,000 migrants from Honduras crossed into Guatemala on Saturday in a caravan that began one day earlier. They're hoping to reach the United States in the early days of the new Biden administration. Initially, police at checkpoints set up along the highway in both Honduras and Guatemala asked for identification documents, but made no attempt to stop the migrants. Saturday, however, Guatemalan soldiers blocked part of the migrant caravan close to a point of entry on a highway near the Honduras border. The Guatemalan government issued a statement calling on Honduran authorities to, quote, contain the massive departure of its inhabitants through permanent preventative actions. Traveling on foot, the migrants say they're willing to brave a journey of thousands of kilometers through Guatemala and Mexico to reach the United States to escape poverty, unemployment, gang and drug violence, and natural disasters in their home country. A 10-member team of climbers from Nepal made history on Saturday when they became the first team to reach the summit of Pakistan's K2 during the winter. K2 is the world's second highest mountain at 8,611 meters. The Nepalese team's ascent came on the same day a Spanish climber from a separate expedition died while attempting to scale K2. He fell more than 500 meters to his death. K2 is the last of the world's 14 tallest mountains to be scaled in the wintertime. It is in the Pakistani portion of the Karakoram Range along the Chinese border. K2 is known to climbers as the Savage Mountain. It's the world's most dangerous and technically challenging peak. K2 is also known as the deadliest of the five highest peaks in the world, because about one person dies on K2 for every four who reach the summit. You can keep up on all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, this is VOA News.